Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Raylee Cunningham, talking about her champion Angus Heifer in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Wacomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. Also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request. Also go online to PollardFarms.com or MSAuction.com.
Biggest heifer show ever for the Oklahoma Youth Expo. A year ago, over 1,200 showed. This year, 1,430 showing up to exhibit at the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo, known as the world's largest junior livestock show. Three Supremes named yesterday evening. The Supreme commercial of the Supreme crossbred heifer was shown by Shelby Hubbard from Miami FFA chapter. The Supreme influence heifer was shown by Chloe Clark from Muldrow 4-H. She had the breed champion maintainer heifer. And then the supreme champion. And then the big prize grabbed by the champion Angus, Raylee Cunningham, showing the champion Angus. She's from the Laverne FFA chapter.
You're Angus. Won, of course, yesterday afternoon, and now you've won the whole show here today at the OY. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Tell me about the heifer, first of all.
Okay, so last year I exhibited her here, and she was third overall Angus heifer, and I just worked really, really hard, and now I am blessed to be able to be in the place I am exhibiting the Supreme Heifer at OYE.
Last year, your family was dealing with some horrible fire situation there in northwestern Oklahoma. Tell me, you actually were a part of trying to move the animals around, right?
Yes, in fact, we got out of school on noon that day. My dad said, you need to come home and start moving cattle. And we moved cattle until the fire hit. So we lost 6,000 acres of land that day. And my show heifer was actually in the midst of it all. The fire didn't get that close to our house, but she definitely smelled like smoke. And it was like 3 days before OYE last year. So I was blessed with some amazing friends who took her in for me for a couple of days because I did not have time to rinse my heifer. Like, she needed to be rinsed because we had other priorities. So, yes, the wildfires changed my life.
Now, at the same time, as you came through the OYE, OYE was raising money. I understand that you got some help for this year's project.
Yes, I did. I would really appreciate all the people that donated, and the girl that auctioned off her heifer or steer, I believe, at the premium sale. That really touched my heart.
And it was the family of Senator Eddie Fields who stepped up and said, we want to donate one of our steers to be raising money for young people in northwestern Oklahoma hit hard by these wildfires. At the end of the day, $60,000 raised last year at the Oklahoma Youth Expo sale of champions. And some of these monies helping Raylee Cunningham of Laverne to get back to the OYE very successfully, of course, here in 2018. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with the authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching and listening for coverage from the OYE on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.